Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for being in your presence, in your kingdom, and in the realities of your love that is said to help us in every way. Thank you, Lord, for being our healer, our redeemer, our keeper, our very present help this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 145 from verse 4 to 7 from the TPT translation. Generation after generation will declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory. Your magnificent splendor and the miracles of your majesty are my constant meditation. Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us.
Hallelujah. Generation after generation will declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory. And the beauty of that is because God has called us, and he's called us into this kingdom, and into this kingdom we behold the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, and we are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Yeah. No, I'll check it up for you guys. But so this is the magnificent, the splendor, the miracles, everything is available. And so our lives have been separated. That's why it's like a marriage, like a branch in a vine, like a body part connected to the head. We constantly thinking about these things and meditating on them and calling on the Lord in all times. We run to him and not from him. And so we know the promises and the patience and the perseverance and the knowledge. These are all things that we have taken hold of, and we know God is the backer up of this. He watches over. This is the beauty he comes through for, and he comes through for us, and this goes on from generation to generation. So we take hold of this goodness so that it can pass on to our children and our children's children, our disciples and our disciples' disciples. So no, there's no lacking. Every promise is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So is nothing short, is nothing lacking. And so we just constantly running to the Lord and not from the Lord. And in all our situations, I think of Psalm 107, and you see there, troubles come, the testings come, but then they call on the Lord and the Lord comes through, and then they give thanks. So those three things are constant thing in this walk, and that there we are tested, but God comes through, so it becomes a testimony, and then we proclaim the goodness of God, how good he is when we run to him. And when he's the author of our faith, he's also the perfecter. So be blessed to know your God is alive, he's well, and he's been working through all the generations past, and he will be working in this generations to come to bring about his kingdom. And this deception that so easily ensnares us is what we've got to just keep turning away from, the lies, the deception, the devil that's come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy in people that's Antichrist. We are for Christ in every way because we've got a secure, wonderful, beautiful covenant in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.